This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It's 2 o'clock. You know what that means.
Hey, man!
It's time for Dukes and Bell, the best sports talk duo, breaking down the hottest topics in the ATL.
Wait a minute.
That's huge, big.
We like our sports like we like our brew. Fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah.
Carl Dukes.
You're not listening.
And Mike Bell.
Give me a freaking break.
Are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Our general manager spoke today, folks.
What did he say?
I'm talking about Terry Fontenot.
What did he say?
The Atlanta Falcons general manager.
What's the scoop?
He didn't say anything.
What's the plan?
He didn't really say anything. Like, look, we are going to let you dissect some of the things that he said. Okay? And I'm not being mean-spirited by saying that. We knew he was not going to come on today and go, here's who we want to draft. But, Mike, one of the things that I wanted to answer, and I texted our boy Mark Zeno, who was there. Zeno, thank you, bro. Good job.
Did he ask tough penetrating questions?
He did.
Good job, Colonel.
And yes, salute the Colonel. And
I said, to Mark Zeno for asking a tough question and following it up.
I said, Z, make sure you ask Terry Fontenot how much input Jeff Ulbrich's going to have in the decision-making with these picks. New defensive coordinator, defense has sucked. Are him, Terry, and Ra all on the same page when it comes to these defensive picks? And he asked him, Mike, and Terry said, well, you know what? There's a lot of noise down the hall the other day, and I was like, whoa, what is all this noise?
Terry.
And he was like, man, I found out it was Brick and those guys watching film. He is enthusiastic.
Oh, can't wait. Yeehaw.
He didn't answer it.
Great. That's great.
Mike, how much input is he going to have? How much input is anybody going to have when it comes to these defensive picks?
Yeah. I mean, look, this is it. You know, you brought in your guy, you know, and Ra. Eventually, you know, we know what happened. Jimmy was not the guy. You eventually took up the defense, took it over. What is the scheme? You've got to be involved. And this is, you know, this is the one thing that they've got to be able. We always talk about the, how does this collaborative effort work? Well, this is one where let the guys that are going to be making the stew pick the groceries. We're talking about the defense. Your offense is set. You know, unless you guys have been sandbagging this whole time about right tackle. I mean, you know what you need. Let these guys go get it. Okay, period. End of story.
That's how I feel. I didn't get the sense that that is how it may work, but that's how I feel. I was hoping he would say, look, we hired Brick. He's got great experience, and we trust the players that he really likes, and we're going to give him an opportunity to bring in the guys he wants to bring in. That necessarily wasn't said. Now, it doesn't mean they're not going to get the right guys, but let's just be honest here, guys. We're a day away from the draft. A day away.
Right.
You got to get this right. And I don't care if we keep the five picks and the 2 7th rounders or we add more picks. I don't care. At the end of the day, you got to get this right. Mike and I will be down at Mercedes-Benz Stadium tomorrow bringing you all the coverage as we lead into the draft coverage with Wes, Dave, and our own Mike Conti. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we can't wait and to see where this thing may go with the Falcons. But I want you to hear, Terry, a couple of things, and we're going to dissect a bunch of things throughout the course of the show today. Here's Terry talking about, I love this, need versus availability.
You look at all that, and look, we know there are specific needs as you go into the draft, but you still have to go in there with a mindset to make the football team better. And we want to take impact players off the board, but yet you do have to, like you're saying, Led, look at the entire draft, the total picture, and assess players that you feel like you can get at different parts of the draft and looking at kind of the strengths of the draft and determining other teams and where runs are going to happen in the draft. So it's all a part of it. We just have to take impact players off the board at the end of the day and make sure we're effective.
All right, impact players. It's a word Mike, buzzword.
Right.
We're going to hear it. You're going to hear it a lot.
Impact players. That means a guy is going to have an impact. See if the kids follow it at home. In other words, you could draft a guy who would be, I don't know, let's say a project. That would be a Troy Anderson. Then you could have a guy there with a tremendous upside. That'd be a Rook Aroro.
Correct. No?
Okay. Then there would be, well, guys, the other team's draft that actually go start and have like 10 sacks. That would be an impact player. So that's what we're looking for.
All right. And let me say this. Look, I'm not a big believer in all my years of covering the NFL. I've heard this same conversation, I don't know, 25 years. The need versus, you know, what position players or what kind of position you want to draft. And I will tell you this. The reason why I know that I don't believe in this is let's just use the teams at the top of this draft. Let's not even use the Falcons. The Titans' need is what? Quarterback.
Right.
Are you telling me they're going to draft the best offensive tackle? Are they going to draft the best safety? They're going to go draft the best linebacker because that's what they think is what's best. No, they are drafting need. And most teams, I believe, look at it this way. I'm not saying they discount, Mike, all the other players on the board, but this idea like, what is our need, Atlanta? A blind man can see it. Mm-hmm. What is our need? Edge, pass rush, better defensive players. That's our need, and we cannot stray away from that, Mike, and I don't care who's available. I don't care where you have guys ranked on the board. We should be drafting for need, and none of us should be upset about it.
No.
We should be drafting for need. We need edge. We need defensive tackles. Improve our defense, and our fan base will feel a lot better. So if they said, Mike, we're going to draft strictly on need, nobody should be upset, but it's always, well, it's need versus availability. Come on.
Well, then there's always the dreaded the best athlete. You know, this athlete was just too tremendous for us to pass up. He's just a generational. Sure, we had five guys at the position, but this guy was, we had him so high on our board. Not that anyone talks like that in our organization, but I sure hope not. But, you know, he was just so high on our whiteboard, we couldn't pass him up. But you don't really need that position. Well, we had to do it. Well, we don't really need a wide receiver. You know? So we don't really need a running back.
That's what I'm saying. I mean,
so that would be one. Now, the only one, like I said, the only thing that I would remotely consider that is outside, I think, most Falcon fans' expectations is a tackle. Because I don't believe in Caleb McGarry, but maybe they do. You know, or at least they think they can limp along enough with McGarry and Holy Penix doesn't get killed back there. You know, because he's the blind side now. But that one outside, it's got to be edge rush. So then it comes down to the specifics. And then the only thing, like, in Terry Fontenot's defense, you're not going to give the game plan away. You will speak in generalities, maybe even throw some smoke to try to get somebody to trade up. If you're looking legitimately to trade down.
Okay.
And they asked him that question today, too.
They did. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, talking about our general manager, Terry Fontenot, speaking to the media today. And they usually do this, by the way. This is nothing new or, you know, if you're not familiar,
right.
Most teams do this a few days before the draft to kind of give a sense of where they're at. What about the work, the board that I always talk about, that big white board, if you can imagine it, in a big conference room or an office somewhere hidden, and it's got names on it. Most of this stuff is digital now, by the way, but Terry Fontenot talked about the board being done.
I would say we wrapped up with the coaches kind of middle of last week, and you have the board set, but the hay's never in the barn. You know, the board is set right now, but you're continuing to gather as much information as you can. We've got more phone calls and more. You do everything you can all the way down to the wire until you're making that pick. So the board was set last week, and yet we're continuing to work through it.
Now, again, guys, for folks who've never been around a farm, hay's in the barn for those of our youngsters out there. Work is done.
Yeah.
You've been out there, Carl, sweating. You put all that hay, it's been piled neatly, and now you're ready to go do your work.
Yeah. The wagon has left. I mean, all these metaphors, absolutely. And I do think the hay is in the barn. I do think they know exactly who they want. But again, to Mike's point, are they going to say that? And I didn't expect them to. Here's the last thing, just for now, that, and we'll go through with some of the other things that Terry talked about. He's trying to answer these questions as best as possible, but I just want clarity. And one of the things that we're not getting clarity on is, again, if you need all this help on defense, how much input is the defensive coordinator going to have? Right. Is he not going to be able to pick some of these groceries? Because, by the way, Mike, you said it. He may be gone after 1 year if the coach is gone after two seasons. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but, guys, again, now we're talking about five drafts under Terry Fontenot, right? He's been here 5 years. Is that correct? God, time flies.
Right.
And then we're talking about Ra going into year two, changing defensive coordinators in year one, and bringing in a guy that has experience. I just want to know how much input he's going to have. And nobody was willing to say that today. Go ahead.
By the way, I'm sorry to cut you off. This is one of those things. It did drive us a little crazy with Thomas Dimitroff and Dan Quinn back in the old regime about just how these decisions get made. And, you know, just who, how. Let's say, like, Carl, you're at loggerheads over some guy, right?
That's right.
Who's going to be who's the tiebreaker?
Well, Mike, what if it's Michael?
Is Rich McKay called?
Don't start. It's Michael and, I don't know, James Pierce, right? We're just talking.
Right.
And let's just say Brick loves Pierce, his size, and he explodes on tape, blah, blah, blah.
He thinks he's Jack McKinley.
Well, maybe not. And then they, you know, the scouting department and everybody else is like, well, we really love Michael. I'm just wondering who wins that battle, right?
I don't think that's a question that's out of line. I mean, the process has always been a frigging great. It's like picking a pope. Let's be honest. Our draft picks, it's like picking a pope. We don't know. The smoke comes out of the chimney, and no one knows how it got there.
All right, here's Fontenot talking about the players with red flags. Here's where I'm at also on this. I don't care. I mean, if somebody, Mike, God forbid, murdered somebody, all right, and there's question marks about his character, we can have a conversation. If you're telling me somebody, smoked some weed or, you know, there was a traffic violation and nobody got hurt, I'm not concerned. Like, we should be looking at all of these guys. But here's what Terry Fontenot said about red flags.
The pressure's always there, absolutely, and that's a part of it. You know, if you're not comfortable with the pressure, then you shouldn't be working in the NFL, definitely shouldn't be in a leadership position. But you got to get the picks right. And at the end of the day, we got five draft picks. And you can look at historical numbers, and every year there's going to be first-round picks that don't play well, and there's going to be undrafted free agents that end up being really good players. You know, so you have to get the picks right, regardless of if we make five picks and get 10 players in undrafted free agency. Whatever it is, it's about getting the picks right.
All right, that's Terry talking about the pressure of being the general manager here. Here's Terry talking about the red flags that make players maybe undraftable.
And they go through that. And then, again, I'm not going to get into all the specifics of how we go about gathering information, but then you have background checks. There's a lot of layers to that as we determine it, and there are going to be some players. It's much like the medical, right? When you go through the medical process, you get all the information, you get the doctors involved, and there's going to be some players that have a medical alert that, hey, this is something we have to talk about, and some players that fail physicals, and that's, you hate that. You never want that to happen. It's sad when you go through it that, hey, this player is – it's when you get that list sometime after the combine, you have that medical meeting and you see some players that you actually can't draft because of the medical. It's the same process with the character. You go through it. There's character flags that we discuss, and there's players that we wouldn't bring in the building because of those things. But it's a very detailed, thorough process. We take it serious.
I mean, there's a lot of guys. Falcons' most famous would probably be Jesse Tuggle out of Valdosta State, undrafted free agent. So there is some stock. I mean, that's not just GM speak. I mean, the Cowboys, remember with Tex Schramm back in the day?
Brilliant.
Drew Pearson, Larry Little, who else? I mean, they had a bunch of guys on that offensive line were all undrafted free agents. I mean, Joe Jacoby was an undrafted free agent. That's a famous Redskins story back in the day. Jason Peters was undrafted. So, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of guys that somehow just – either where you're picking, or in this case, maybe undrafted because we didn't have enough picks to draft them with. Maybe we do get them in camp, hopefully.
Hopefully. All right. I want to hear your thoughts, guys. What's your concern? And, Daddy, let's put up a poll at Dukes and Bill 929. What's your concern heading into the draft? We're one day away. Is it that you feel like they're not going to get this right? You feel like they're going to go in a different direction and not draft for need and draft a player or a position that you feel may be unneeded? That's how a lot of Falcon fans felt the last few years when we went wide receiver. Right. It was like, we don't need that. What are we doing? We don't need that. So I want to know what your concern is. We'll put it up at Dukes and Bell and get your thoughts, guys. You can find us. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up, C Dukes, and the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. Look, I think, Mike, for me, it's just kind of boiling up right now with us feeling better about the overall draft. Look, I felt good about Bijan. I know many of you didn't. The Pitts thing, that's neither here nor there. I mean, you look at our picks over the last few years and you start saying, okay, where do we really get it right? And I just want to feel like Friday, going into Friday, good about Thursday. Want to feel good about Friday. And then whatever happens Saturday, if they move these picks, Mike, or they trade or whatever happens, and Sunday you go, all right, look at the picks that we have. How are these guys going to come in and help us? And that's where I think most Falcon fans want to be. I think a lot of Falcon fans over the last few years have kind of been like, what's the word you use? Meh.
Right.
About the draft.
Well, I mean, like as we said, and we spent so much time on it because it was a big pick, and it was a pick that raised a lot of eyebrows around the NFL, and that was Kyle Pitts. And hopefully this year, I mean, if I said 2 out of 5 years, you know, you actually are a Pro Bowler, most guys would say, I guess that kind of validates, I guess. But, I mean, have you been the red zone weapon? All the things we've argued and debated. Pitts has got to be a guy because that's part of Terry's resume. Then you throw 5 years of not being in the playoffs, we don't go this year, you're fired. You're fired. Okay? You've done some good things with the offense, but you've never gotten the defense right. So let's hope they do.